request last Sunday. I said, be praying for this morning's service. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you this morning, Jesus, for Easter Sunday. You rose in the grave.
Good to have y'all with us. my prayer request for this service last week, God have his way in the service. If I've got a program guide for you this morning, that will be the Lord. Do what God wants you to do in this service, and it'll be done right. We'll have us a good service this morning. Praise the Lord. Acts 5:29. Obey God. Praise the Lord. Let's get in. I appreciate you, Sister Don Kay, coming in crying, wanting to pray and seeking the Lord already. Well, that stirs me up. There's something down inside wanting to move around. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what helps me. When you help in the service, do what God wants you to do. Testify, sing, pray, shout, preach. Whatever God's got for you to do, it'll be done right. Praise the Lord. And don't never feel like the altar's closed. Amen. This altar stays open up here. Praise the Lord. You can spend $500,000 if you want to. Remodel your church. Put in new carpet. Put in new pews. You ain't got to pad the old ones. Put new ones in. Paint. Chandelier. Pulpit. Fix it all up. Remodel the parking lot or whatever. Pave it. But don't never forget the old rail. Praise the Lord. There's something about the old rail. That goes hand in hand with the church. One of the worst things I really hate to see, and I don't make a lot of comments on it in other places, when you just got a platform up there without an altar rail. Praise the Lord. Solomon built the temple. He had to put an altar rail there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's use the altar this morning. Let's keep the altars open. Amen. Anytime you feel ready for it, it's there. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord's ready for us this morning to obey God. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear some good testimonies, some crying and some shouting. Let's get us a song together. Praise the Lord. I'd like to hear that song, the empty tomb. What's the name of it? What's the name of that song? Praise the Lord. Y'all help us sing out there. I don't know all the words. I don't even know all the names of these songs. But y'all help us out.
305 in your church hymn.
Oh, Thank you.
life one day. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to change it for our home. It's not really going to be so far away from this earth, but it's going to be so far away from this life. Amen. It's going to be so far better than what we're living now. Amen. You won't have to worry about being tempted with sin and tried with temptation. You won't have to worry about the burdens that you're bearing. Amen. And the problems that you have to suffer with. Amen. There ain't going to be no pain over there. Praise the Lord. There ain't going to be no death. There ain't going to be no cares for stuff like that over there. Amen. I think the doctors is going to have to sit over there in the shouting section with the rest of us. They ain't going to have any job to do up there. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a glorified body that won't never fade away. That is the good Lord. Amen. I see they're passing out some prophecy. Y'all have to say.
Just not a few copies. I know we were talking just before we talked. Help us out.
Praise the Lord.
To the tomb of Jesus, the stone.
When you don't know the preachers, and you don't know the deacons, and the Sunday school superintendent, you don't know the pastor, none of the rest of us is to be, it takes the Lord some time to come by and save a soul. That was me. I didn't know none of it. I was so ashamed of the preacher. I've hurt the feelings a lot of times to tell them that. I don't go to church. Well, come sit. I don't go to church. Well, come and sit. I don't go to church. How many times I got to tell you? I hurt the feelings. When I got saved, and first got saved in 91, when I had to go back to some of the preachers and repent. Praise the Lord. You got to go back and make some things straight, not everything. But don't worry about everything back there. Amen. If you can make it straight, make it straight. If you can't, repent. Praise the Lord. But now if you can, take your checkbook with you and go in there and make it straight. But if you can't do that, all things you can do is repent. Praise the Lord. I believe it was Nicodemus said, if I defrauded anybody, I'd pay them back fourfold. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's Jesus that lives forevermore, the reason why we can be here this morning. He died on the cross of Calvary. Not just for me, but for you and you, you and you, all of us. He died for all of us. Praise the Lord. He made the Passover possible through the sacrifice God did, through the sacrifice of His Son. Amen. He made the way when He sees the blood applied, He'll pass over you too. Praise the Lord. Alright, what's up? Let's have us another song. Go ahead. Can y'all sing that song?
The Garden Tune. This is a song that
the Garden Tune.
It would always get me to sing.
Alright.
Try it. Y'all sing along with
me. Thank you.
Jesus has risen. Amen. If you ever got to the point where you went looking for it, praise the Lord. I'm glad you could find him this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. That might have been a time you couldn't find Jesus. That might have been a time you didn't believe. He told Thomas, he said, put your finger right here in my side. He said, see the nail scars in my hand.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Can you see him this morning? Can you feel him?
Hallelujah.
Do you believe in him this morning?
Praise
the Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You.
We can come back all the way through the ABCs this morning. Praise the good Lord. Amen. It's simple this morning. Amen. Jesus has risen. Praise the Lord. Paul said, your religion is in vain. Your preaching is in vain. And your worship is in vain. If he hadn't risen. If he hadn't risen. Our relationship right now with the Spirit, with the Word, with God, is in vain. But thank God it ain't in vain. It's not in my life, I can tell you that. It's real as real can be this morning, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, praise his name. He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
On this resurrection morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
And it's simple this morning. Just call on him. He'll be there. He said, knock. I'll open the door. He said, seek me. You'll find
me.
Praise the Lord. He said, look. I'm right here. Praise the Lord. God ain't a million miles away this morning. The Lord, the closest thing to you this morning. He's the closest thing to you. He said he'd stick closer than
a brother.
He's the one that can be there at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're crying out with the feelings half sucking with. Praise the Lord. He's the one you can find and ain't nobody else there. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and sing something,
Good.
back.
Yeah.
You know, I can't hardly stand to read where they killed Jesus.
Yeah.
It tears me all to pieces, Lisa.
Yeah.
My heart breaks. I cry so much you can't even see the words in the Bible.
Yeah.
He did that for me and you and everybody. And Jesus has been good to me. I know sometimes we get aggravated and we may not live, we live in right, but you know the devil will come up and he'll get you to want to fuss back, or he'll get you want to kick the door because you can't get it open. But God still loves us, oh, he loves us.
Yes, he does.
He gave his son for us.
Yeah.
And I can hear the hammer ring in my ears every time they hit the nail. It was going a little bit closer into Jesus' hands. Don't you know that was painful for our God?
Yeah.
And then we ought to love him so much. If I could run to him and put my arms around him, sis, I would do it. Now that he's a wonderful God.
Yes, he is.
Wayne, he loves us. He loves us so much. He gave his life for us. He died on Calvary.
Yeah.
He went to the cross that we could have life.
That's right.
But say he loves us all. Kevin, he loves you. Carrie, you and Johnson, he loves you. He's just waiting on you to come back where you was at with God. God's soon coming. You better be getting ready. Oh, I feel he's coming. It's so close.
Yeah.
If we could reach out and touch it, we'd run to the altar and beg God to save our soul from hell. Hell's going to be an awful place, people.
Yeah.
We may not believe in hell, but when you get there, you'll know where you're at then. Because that fire is going to be seven times stronger than it was the Hebrew boys when they were down there. Y'all pray for me that I'll obey God. I come to have a good service today. I don't know what you come for. I didn't come to sit here and look at your new clothes. I didn't come here to be seen of nobody, because I'm nobody. Sister Lee, I'm nobody. I'm somebody with God, though.
That's right.
If I wasn't with God, Leslie, I wouldn't be with nobody. But I thank God he's good, Lisa.
Yes, he is.
He's so good. I can't tell you how much I love him. If he was here, I could show you. I could reach my arms around his neck and just hug my Jesus so tight.
Yeah.
I love him with all my heart. I pray that there'll be nobody in here. I want to see all of you. I want to see every one of you sit down beside of me at the feet of Jesus, me, and thank him for what he's done for us. I don't want to take up too much time, but today is Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
I miss church sometime. I can't make it. My back's getting in terrible condition. But I know God's able to touch me. I stagger. I know people think I'm on drugs, but I don't take drugs. I don't take no kind of drugs, but just my high blood pressure. But I know God, Donald's going to help me. I know he's going to help me. I got 3 ruptured discs in my back, and they're getting worse. It seems like I can't even go down to see my sister. She's in a wheelchair and she can't walk. But sometimes I say, Lord, help my sis. I can't get down there because of my back. But God's going to help her. He's going to help Wayne. He's going to help Jonathan and Carrie. They'll serve God. He'll bring them out. He'll bring them out. God will do anything but fail. He's a wonderful God. I love every one of you. I love every one of you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. I was going to sit and be quiet.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. On this resurrection.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, it was supposed to be alive.
It's hard. But sit still. Especially if you're born again.
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I think about Mary and Martha.
Yeah.
I think about Mary and Martha. When they went to there when Lazarus had died.
Right.
Brother Darryl, and they went there.
Yeah.
They went and said, Lord,
that was your brother.
If only you had been here, he had not done
that.
But for their own belief, it had to be done this way. By now, it's been dead 4 days.
Yeah. 4 days.
By now, Lord, he's stinking.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no need, Lord, to get him up now. He's stinking. But she didn't know who she was talking to.
No, she sure did.
When they got there, he said, Martha,
you believe?
Yeah, Lord, I believe.
In my word?
Yeah, Lord, I believe. He's going to come up in the resurrection. But she didn't know who she was talking to. He said, but Martha, I am the resurrection.
That's right.
Jesus is no longer, Brother Darryl, in the grave.
That's right.
He's no longer on the cross. It is a symbol.
That's right.
It is. But he is on the right hand of the Father. And he is interceding for you.
Praise
God, Nita. He's interceding for you and for me.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God that he died on the cross for me.
Yeah.
I thank God that he sent his son for me, for
praise
you.
The Lord.
Yeah, come on. With this whole letter.
For the whole world.
And I thank God that he gave me that opportunity to serve him. To give my life to him, Carrie. And to serve him. Because I tell you what, when that trumpet sounds in the last days, and we're not far from it. But when that trumpet sounds, Brother Darryl, my feet are going to leave this ground. And if I'm in that grave, there ain't no grave, let me tell you, going to hold my body down. Leslie, I'm coming up, honey. Coming up when that trumpet sounds. I tell you what, I ain't walking with the Lord for nothing now.
That's right.
We ain't walking with him, Brother Darryl, for nothing. We are walking with him to see him one day.
That's right.
To see him one day. And people can sit around and say, oh, he's not coming.
He's delayed his coming. The Bible says it's later.
But I tell you what, he's nearer now than it's ever been. He said, watch and pray, for you know not the day
that he's coming.
He can come any time.
Yeah.
Are you ready? If he should come today, are you ready to meet him? Can you say,
I'm ready to meet him?
Brother, I believe I can say, I'm ready.
Sister
Mary, I believe I can say, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to meet him. That's what I'm working for. I'm working for a crown. I'm working for a crown. I'm working one day to see the one who died for me on that cross. Shed his blood for me, Nita.
That I can have eternal life.
Right.
And you also can have an eternal
life.
I pray, don't wait too late.
Don't wait too
Michelle,
late.
Don't wait too late.
Don't wait too late.
Don't wait too late. You know, there's a lot of good intentions in people, but sometimes they wait too late. The psalm says it'll never be me.
I've heard you say,
it'll never be me. It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me. But guess what? It was a lot of people that said, it will never be me. And they're gone. Into eternity. Once that soul leaves, it's over. No more hope, no more help. As long as there's breath in the body, there's hope.
That's right.
There's hope.
But
I thank God for what he's done for me when he saved me, Brother Darryl, about 31 years ago. I thank God.
Praise the Lord.
It ain't nothing good that I've been, nothing good that I've done, but it's been him all the way.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Been him that's brought me through so much, Leslie, through so much.
Amen.
that I thought, Lord, I can't make it. I can't take another step.
Right. Yeah.
But I tell you what, he was there to help me.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
He will never leave us.
Never.
And he will never forsake us.
I just had to say something for the Lord's
love.
Jesus cried Lazarus, and he didn't say it like that.
Lord.
He cried aloud, Lazarus, come forth.
Yeah.
Come forth. Is he calling you to come forth this morning?
Come
forth. If he's calling you, that's the time to answer him.
That's
the time to answer that call.
That's right.
And he's calling you. Answer that call. Don't put it on. For today is the day of salvation. For tomorrow is not promised to any of us.
No.
Praise God.
No.
Praise the Lord. I thank him this morning.
Yeah.
And I want to give him praise, glory, and honor this morning.
Yeah.
Saving my soul from hell.
Right.
I could have been lost this morning.
Amen.
I could have been in hell this morning.
That's right.
Hell.
That's right.
Ever since I was small, the enemy's tried to destroy me. But the Lord said, step back. You can't have it. I've been called out now. I really believe God. I've been called out. Called out.
Yes.
A purpose. Called out for a purpose. I've been called out. Praise God. And I thank him this morning for calling me out. I thank him this morning for saving me.
Thank the Lord.
Praise his wonderful name.
Tommy, will you come and take up the offering for us? If y'all got something you want to give the good Lord a session for, Tommy's going to come around and get the tithes and offerings. Thank you.
Thank you.
You need to lay it down at the feet of Jesus. Amen. You need to lay it down at the foot of the cross. Amen. I ain't got nothing this morning that's worth trading in my salvation. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you what's the truth. It ain't worth it. Amen. The Bible says, why gain the whole world and lose your soul? Praise the Lord. I tell you, this life ain't worth trading in your soul. No matter what you got.
That's right.
No matter what your possessions. No matter how much money. It ain't worth trading it in for your soul. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If I had to get saved, I believe Easter Sunday would be a good morning to do it. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen.
That's
Easter
right.
Sunday would be a good morning to do it.
That's right.
I tell you, what you need to do is lay everything down. The Bible says lay aside every weight.
Every weight.
And every sin. That's so easily besieged.
Glory to God.
Praise
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Praise
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Do you feel like you weighted down
Thank
this morning?
Jesus.
Do you feel like you weighted down this morning? Praise the Lord. Do you feel like you got something that's too heavy on your heart? Amen. Give it to Jesus. Praise
yeah.
the Lord. Give it to the Lord.
But Carol, I'm so full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
when I walked in this church,
yeah.
this Lord, it was so hard.
Praise the
because
Lord.
I knew what I needed.
Right.
I needed the Lord.
Yeah.
I needed him to help me.
Yeah.
While they're singing that song, the biggest peace come up for me.
Praise
the Lord. I felt right then that Jesus had called me that I was okay.
Lord.
And it was so cold.
He makes things right.
Yep, our Lord.
And I had to thank the Lord today for everything He's done for me and through me. And I want to work for the Lord. I want to do for the Lord. I want to be. I want everybody to see that it's not me. It's
Jesus.
God. It's all God. I just love Him so much.
Yeah.
That's the Lord.
So much.
Praise God.
That's the Lord.
His holy name.
Yeah. Written in the Lamb's book of life, there'll be those in the lake of fire. death and hell. Amen. He's going to do away with death. He's going to do away with hell and them that ain't saved. Praise the Lord. Is your name wrote down this morning? I want y'all to sing that song after while I talk about the weeds tonight. He wrote my name. I want y'all to sing that song after while we talk about the word song. Knowing your name wrote down in the Lamb's book of life. It'll make you want to throw your hands up and say, praise God. Amen. I feel like I was in a little hole in this church this morning. Not a big commitment. Said, I got to go to the altar. Had tears in her eyes. Praise the Lord. God's people, God's people don't change.
No, they don't.
Unless it's for the better. Praise the Lord. You'll change for the better. Amen. You'll want God. You'll want to see God. Amen. That's what this house is built for. That's what this church was built for. I was at the dedication service. Amen. This place was dedicated to God. Amen. Come to the altar if you feel like you got a hurt. Come to the altar if you feel like you got a need this morning. Amen. He's the way, the way maker. Y'all go ahead and sing.
Yeah.
got something you want the church to help you pray about this morning. We've been praying for you, but you might have something you want the church to help you pray about this morning. I know I've got several requests this morning. I'd like to. Let's take up our prayer request and pray, and after that we'll have Joe come up with anointing and pray for it. And anybody else that would like special prayer, after we go to the Lord in prayer with our request, we'll pray for you too. Let's remember Willard and his family this morning. We had that family reunion yesterday, and I asked some of them to come to church and talk to some of them about the Lord and that type of thing. But let's pray for them. I tell you, when God gets in your heart to go to staring around, that's a whole lot more to talk than me talking to you. Praise the Lord. We've been praying for you. Don't you think we ain't? If God's been talking to your heart, it's through prayer. Praise the Lord. I might not see you every day, but God can deal with you every day. Praise the Lord. He can be there all the time. Let's remember Mike, Willard's son Mike, and his daughter, grandchildren. Sister V, let's remember her family. She lost a brother, was funeralized this past Monday. Dear man of God, he didn't, I don't think he realized he was going. Just seemed like it was all of a sudden. I went and sat with him over an hour or so and talked with him about a month ago. Now, he was 77, but I can tell you something. He looked forward to going to that Easter dinner yesterday down at the house, family dinner. Praise the Lord. What you looking for this morning? What you looking for this morning? Is your heart ready in case you don't find what you're looking for in this world? You don't meet God one of these days. It's once appointed for man to die. And after that, you will meet God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I feel like my heart is satisfied this morning. But there's a heaviness that's on me this morning, the weekend, that I can't explain to you. I can try to tell you, but seems like words just don't do it no justice when you got sinners involved, knowing they ain't saved, knowing the heart ain't just right with God. Now, if you saved this morning and you stepping toward God and you walking toward God, you keep heading in that direction, you'll get to where you need to be after a while. I believe that. Boy, I sure didn't get to where I'm at in 2 or 3 days, or 2 or 3 weeks, or 2 or 3 years neither. I finally realized not long ago it's best not to even play with sin. And go on and serve God and do it right. And God will bless your life for it. Praise the Lord. You'll do better for God, your heart and self too. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I love all of you this morning. But I can't erase what you've done in the past. I can't do it. But I know one that can. Praise the Lord. I know one that can. Amen. I want to put a request for every one of you that ain't saved this morning. Let's pray for them that God will bless them and help them get where they need to be. How did you get saved? Through the preacher. But you need to pray some more. You get saved through the Sunday school teacher. You need to pray some more. Amen. Let Jesus do the work. And you'll get it right the first time. Amen. Get on that solid rock. Amen. There's a solid foundation you can get on this morning, folks. It ain't like the man that built his house on the sand. It'll be like the man that built his house on the rock. Amen. Does anybody else have requests? We'll pray for Joe after our requests. Just remember that. Sister Marcia. I tell you, it's such a blessing to see her come out to the dinner yesterday. Her and Tommy and Don. It's such a blessing to see them. Is there anything else? Anybody else have a request? What about uplifting hands? Appreciate you and love you this morning, but we wouldn't tell you what we're telling you this morning. We wouldn't feel what we're feeling this morning. I can tell you that. Amen. It's because we love you this morning. We want to see you on the right road, on the right track. Amen. We want to see you headed toward Jesus and headed toward heaven this morning. Amen. I know it's a narrow way, but God, He'll make the way. When it seems like there is no way. When you quit trying to do it. When you get out of the way for God to lead the way, then He can make the way. He said to follow me. He didn't say for Him to follow you. Praise the Lord. You got to make the way for God to lead the way. Amen. That's the way it has to be done. Praise the Lord. Let's everybody just stand for a minute. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray for these requests. All right. God, we appreciate you this morning. We love you, Lord. God, there's a need this morning, Lord. Souls need to be saved. Some need to draw closer. And we all got a desire to be more like you this morning, Lord. Bless us all in heaven. Help us to grow, God, in you this morning. Help every heart and soul that's come this way. Bless the request that's been given in the families and loved ones this morning, God, that need to be in the house of God that's not here. Lord, bless them, Lord. Some said they had special requests, and some raised their hands this morning, God. We pray that you would bless every need, God, according to your promises, according to your word, and your honor. Glory. God, we thank you this morning for what we feel and what's been done and said, God. We just pray, Lord, that you'll have your way in the remaining part of the service. God, bless every heart and soul that's come this way this morning, God. And we'll praise you and thank you for it, Lord, throughout all eternity, God. Come on up, Joe. Y'all, everybody can come around and let's pray for Joe. Praise the Lord. Anybody else like special prayer, come on up. Joe, it's so good to see y'all come in the house of the Lord this morning. You and Tiffany and the girls, Kevin and Elizabeth. It's so good to see y'all come in. I tell you, it's a blessing to see you. And I want God to bless you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord. God be blessed, dear Lord. Lord, there's a need this morning, God. And we pray, God, that you'll bless it, Lord, that the needs will be met in the heart and in the soul, God. God bless it in the name of Jesus. God draw it to you, Lord. God bless his heart, Lord, where he'll hear, where he'll be willing. And be an example for his family, God, to lead the way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be blessed, God. Whatever he needs for his life, heart, and soul, God. Bless him this morning, Lord. God, give him everything he needs. Lord, don't hold back nothing from him, God. God, you know the heart. You know the very intent, God. And we pray, God, that you'll bless him with everything this morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this special soul this morning, God. We know, Lord, that there's a way to see not to a man. But God, put us on your way this morning. Put us in harmony with you, God. Lord, we thank you this morning.
Is that what you're doing, Lord? He's got him, his shoes, for his hands.
Lord, do bless, Father God. Lord, do bless, Father God. Special soul, a special heart, God. He's so close to the family, God. God is such a blessing, God, in the hearts and lives of so many this morning. God, do bless him in the name of Jesus. Lord, help him, God. Help him to step forward, God, and say, I will. Help him to step forward, God. Bless his heart, God, to know you on a personal level, God. To know you for himself, God. God, bless him and help you, Lord. Stand for God. Stand for God in these last days, Lord. God bless his heart, his soul, his health, God, his finance, whatever it may be. Bless him. God, don't hold nothing good back from him, God. God bless him in the name of Jesus, God. God bless him in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, make a way, God. Lord, do make a way, God, in the name of Jesus. Make a way, Lord. Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the good Lord. Make a way, Lord. Make a way. God, be blessed this morning, Lord. Lord, be blessed, God. Praise the good Lord.
Thank you, God.
Praise the good Lord. God bless her, Tiffany, Lord. God bless her, Lord. She has such a big heart, God. God, such a special heart, Lord. Do bless her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give her that special touch, God. God, give her that special touch that comes from heaven, God. God, I feel like she needs a blessing this morning, God. Do bless her, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I feel like there's a burden there, God. God, do bless her with a burden. God, there's a need, Lord. God, fix it this morning, God, whatever it may be, Lord. God, praise you and fix it. Bless her, Lord. Help her through every trial and every trouble this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do bless her, God. God, we thank you for it, Lord. Lord. Lord, do bless
her. Help her, Jesus. Come on, Tim.
Bless her.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
He'll help you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You keep your trust and faith in God. Anybody else like to be prayed for this morning? Anybody else? Praise the Lord. All right. We certainly appreciate every one of you. Sure want to see every one of you make it to heaven this morning.
Now,
when Cameron
feels like singing that song, I like this. Sing it this morning.
You like
to sing? She's had pneumonia, been in the hospital, but God's able to bless her. He's able to bring her out.
These other girls are getting weird. What song? Funeral song?
Yeah.
Funeral plan?
Yeah.
Funeral plan.
Sammy can help.
Praise the Lord.
We don't know when we're going to meet again. We'll never meet again like this again. All of the people are the same people here. We will never be like this again. Y'all get here. That's the truth. We won't never be assembled together, everyone that's here this day, unless God will work a miracle.
One thing for sure, this service will be over with after a while. Lord willing, they will have this service again.
Okay.
Amen. I hope you don't live to regret it. Don't you get us wrong. We hope you don't. Hope you don't live to regret it. We'd hate for anybody to die lost. Go ahead, Sister B.
Bless
the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
And all this resurrection glory to
God. Yeah.
I'm looking for that resurrection.
Yeah.
You told
That's right.
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 But he just meant that I had to not try to tell my brothers and everybody else, man. You don't always have to say
that. No, no.
Christ.
I love you today, and I pray that all my loved ones and everyone here will be able to see him one day.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God is working in some hearts and lives around here. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what he tells me? He said, you had done the weightier, some of the lighter things. You paid your tithe. You made some sacrifices. But you left off some of the weightier matters.
That's right.
Lift off mercy. Praise the Lord. God's having mercy this morning. Amen. Don't you think I'm supposed to have mercy? Amen. We hope you don't never live in regret being in this service this morning. Praise the Lord. I hope you don't go the wrong way and regret this service this morning. I hope this service is a blessing to you this morning. It seemed like it sure been a blessing to me this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. They started crying at the altar, started testifying to start with this morning. In a heartfelt testimony, about as good as it gets too now, I'm going to tell you. A heartfelt testimony, it don't get much better than that. Praise the Lord. I enjoy his testimonies. Amen. It gives me something that lifts me up. Praise the Lord. These good words and these good testimonies are saying, praising God and help you move on up a little bit. Get your spirit moved up a little bit. Praise the Lord. He said to stir up the spirit that's within. Praise the Lord. I think it's been stirred up some this week. I tell you, it's hard to be a praying church and praying people. When God's people go to praying, God can move, God will work. He will. He'll bless people's lives. Amen. It don't make a difference if you're fixing to leave here. God can bless your life. You might have time to repent. Amen. Do you ever read about Jezebel in the Bible? The harlot that she was? Huh? She was a pure devil. She killed the prophets and everything else. A bunch of prophets of God. And she thought she was a pure devil himself. And God gave her time to repent. Praise the Lord. And she repented not. She's turning in turmoil right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't go to that place. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and say.
Thank you.
You know, when Jesus, he had that resurrection, we spoke
blessed in here this morning.
Yeah.
Mind
the Lord. Run over me, but God didn't let it happen.
And I thank him for it. I thank him for stuff. And I know y'all got some of that too. But that was in the broad open daylight.
Right.
Now I'm telling you, God looks after us.
Yes, he does.
And Brother Sammy, I want to live right. I want to do what's right. If I don't do it right, I want to make it right.
Right.
I want to treat everybody right. You know, it's a time. It's a different time frame now. People is real sensitive. And the Bible says you got to be real wise in the last days to gain a soul.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful how you speak and how you let God lead you. Y'all pray for me.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody else has got something they want to say. We've heard some good testimonies so far. I've listened to another good one. You got something you want to say this morning? Anybody? The Bible says, let everything have breath, praise the Lord. I want to give you an opportunity. Today's Easter Sunday, and we're glad to have every one of you. This Easter Sunday won't ever come around again. I hope you get to see another Easter Sunday. Lord willing.
This one of us may not be here, Jesus.
That's right. This one won't ever come back again.
We never know when our time comes. But Lord, I'm ready.
There you go. That's the main thing.
Yes, Lord.
Have your mind set on heaven.
I just can't give up today. I'm just going. I can't wait here until I know that all my youngins and all my grandjuggins and all their faces is ready to go.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
I love them so much.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That sister daughter can't make the sound, but the Lord is still working on it. We used to sing that song once in a while. He's still working on me. Praise the Lord. I think he's still working on me this morning. I believe he's still working on me too. I can feel that wheel within a wheel. It's turning and churning this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's keep our mind focused on him. Headed in that direction. Amen. We'll get there after a while, Jeff. Most of you got here to keep looking for that. Son of God, that eastern sky one of these days will bust wide open. Start to protest now this global warming stuff, you know. Some of these cities on the coastline are starting to get flooded, going high tide and that type of thing. They want to protest. I don't care if they raise up $1 billion a day. That ain't going to change God's word. They want to call it global warming or hurricane, or they want to call it a tornado. They don't ever say God's got nothing to do with anything. He said in the last day that there would be chaos and confusion and perplexity. And it's here, folks. It's here. Praise the Lord. And it seems like it's getting worse all the time. Amen. They got to the point where they don't even think the icebergs are supposed to melt. Praise the Lord. God said this earth, heaven and earth is going to melt with a fervent heat. Praise the Lord. He's going to burn away everything that ain't right and fix it all brand new again. Praise the Lord. All right, we appreciate everybody coming. We've got a special little service coming up now. Every high sister Amy wants to do it. But we're going to have a dedication for little Aggie, little Adeline. So y'all. Y'all, let's give reverence to the Lord and Sister Amy. Y'all pray for her. Lord, help her, bless her. Come on, then.
My mic, okay.
I appreciate the Lord, and I know we've had a lot going on this morning. We've had a lot that we've done to obey the Lord since the least, but we have a few more things left we got to do. And I got a message that the Lord's laid on my heart, and it's been on there for a while. I didn't know exactly how He was going to take it, but I just knew the message was there. And I can't leave this morning without giving you what God gave me.
Right.
Because that's the purpose, Sister Lisa. I didn't go to the Lord and ask Him to give me something and take it back home with Him. You know, like Daddy does his pennies. He said, the Lord told him, said, you don't take that back home. He said, that's mine.
Right.
And what I got this morning is yours, so I can't take it back home with me. If you have your Bibles, and first off, nobody ought to get mad at me because I am short-winded. It's 11:55. I might be done at 12. You know, I'm so short-winded. But if you have your Bibles, the first place of Scripture is Job. And we are going to read quite a bit of Scripture. I don't typically do that, or the Lord don't typically do that for me sometimes, but that's what we're going to do this morning.
Bless the Lord.
Job chapter 5, and start on verse 8. And I'm going to try to go through these rather quickly. And so if you don't find it as fast as I go, just stop and make sure you're listening to the Scripture, because that's the important part. Job chapter 5, and starting with verse 8. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields, to set up and hide those that be low, and those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, and from their mouth, and from their hand of the mighty, so that the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastising of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. Thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shall not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in fullness, full of age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo, we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thy good. But Job answered and said. Now, if you will, turn to Psalms, chapter 51, and verse 17. If you don't find it as fast as I go, remember to stop and listen. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. The next place of Scripture is Proverbs, chapter 15, and verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The last place of Scripture is Mark, chapter 15, in verse 34. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, Sister Lisa said, first thing this morning, she said, don't you let the devil hinder you this morning. And I plan to, Sister Lisa, because Sister Lisa's going to help me. And I know the rest of you saints pray for me and help me. When Jesus was on the cross, he took all our sins on him, Sister Anita. Everything that we had ever done, everything that Brother Jonathan, anybody had ever done, he took all the sin on him.
Right.
And Sister Lisa, God couldn't even look at him.
Right.
He said he's far from the wicked.
Right.
He hears the righteous prayer. Sister Dina, when we're not saved and we're living like we want to, the Lord has a deaf ear to us. Because
right.
the bridge between us and the Lord is Jesus
right.
and his blood. And if that bridge and blood is not applied, Daddy, then there is no ear to God.
Right.
He doesn't have a ear to hear us when we're not living like we're supposed to. Y'all hit me up, okay? So when Jesus was on that cross, he said, Lord, why have you forsaken me? But Jesus knew why, Sister Karen. He said, because you can't look on all this sin. So when Jesus was on that cross, the Lord had to turn his back. He couldn't look at him anymore, Brother Joe. He turned around and Jesus died by himself, Sister Lisa, without the Lord being able to look at him. When you are a sinner and living in sin, he cannot look at you. But Brother Wayne, what you can do, y'all help me this morning, is you can turn God all the way around. He said, I tell you what, I'd be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'd do everything you needed to me. When you would be a base, I would make you a barrel. He told Job, he said, whatever you needed when you was poor, I would give you rich. He said, when you was low, I would bring you up high, Sister B. And he told Job, Job answered and said, what will you say? Help me out now. I want to get free this morning, Daddy. I need to be free.
Yeah, come on.
I need to be free. Listen to me. Sister B, I feel led to come back here to you. Listen to me when I say, Sister B, that testimony this morning, she said, I thank her brother died last week. She said, but I thank God this morning that I can say, I feel like he made it. That's because Brother Ed, way long time ago, Sister B, gave you some assurance that when it was all said and done, it would all be said and done. That his name was written in that Lamb's book of life. Sister Lisa said this morning, if I could just have confirmation what little Job said. But Sister Michelle, when he comes and knocking on that door, what morning, Brother Sammy, let's make a deal. He said, I give you everything. I give you all things. Whatever you ask of me, I would give it to you. He said, if you would just turn me back around. Mama, all you got to say. Come here, Mama. I need some power this morning. Stand right here and face that light. Lord, if you just say, forgive me, turn back around. Bro, turn back around.
Yeah.
He said, if you just say, Lord, forgive me. And he turned back around. He said, if you just cry out, a broken and a contrite spirit, I would in no wise turn around. He said, I couldn't despise you, Sister Tiffany, if you just turn me back around. Turn around.
Yeah, praise God.
Woo! He said, forgive me, Lord. He said, if you just turn me, Sister Terry, back around. Woo! He said, I give you everything, Sister Anita. Woo! He said, I made a scripture and I wrote it down, Sister Tiffany, so that 3,000 years later, you will read it on Easter Sunday and say, I give it all to you if you just turn me back around.
Sister Tiffany,
if you just turn me back around.
Praise God.
heart strings.
Praise God.
That's your other half. Stop that pulling your heart strings.
Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Say a few brothers can just turn it back around.
Praise God. Praise God.
Sister Carrie, you're a mom. That's all you want. Right now, that's all you want in life. That's all you want in death. It's just to be turned. Back around. Right now, God will look at you.
Yeah.
And if you just ask Him to forgive you, you're not going to sit right here and then turn you around. He gave Brother Joe as an example. He couldn't sit there on that beach while his wife was down there praying. Jonathan won't sit here on this beach while you're down there praying. If you just turn God around, He said, I'd make all of the crooked paths straight.
Because I know she don't mind. She called me a few 2 weeks ago, and I said, boy, that sounds like old time conviction.
Yeah.
Sister B, people in my age in church, we didn't get to see much of that old time conviction. When we grew up in a different church than was back then, meaning that there was a different world.
Yeah.
We didn't quite see the things that they used to see back then. But I know about it. I can tell you right now, Sister Lisa looked like Sister Fanny this morning, and you look like old time conviction.
Yeah, that's right.
Sister Lisa, I ain't never got to be seated before to know what it is.
Yeah.
They said, Sister Fanny used to twirl. Sister Lisa went right across. I said, that looks like Sister Fanny. If I've ever seen it. And I ain't never seen it.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I told you I might be done before 12. It's 10 after. Let me tell you this morning. We're going to give an altar call. I know we've prayed a lot this morning. And I know we've sang a lot this morning. But nothing ain't happened this morning that wasn't in the Lord's will. I want to tell Sister Tiffany again, I thank you for coming.
Yeah.
It makes my message a whole lot easier, my burden a whole lot lighter when you obey the Lord.
Right.
And this morning, if you feel like coming, you need to come.
Yes.
And you need to pray.
Right.
You need to ask the Lord to fix that burden. You know, they tell you, if it feels good, do it. Do whatever you want to. Just do what you want to. You want it this morning.
Yeah.
And if you want it, the altar's where to come get it. You go to the appliance store to buy appliances if you want. You go to the clothing store to buy clothes if you want. You come to Jesus. And He's done bought it. It's free. It's free.
Oh,
convicting power of God work this morning, Lord, in the hearts and lives and souls. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
God, we thank you for Wayne this morning, God. God, praise your name, child.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Bless you, God. Praise God. God's calling you, Wayne. He's calling you. He wants you to work.
You got to listen.
He wants you to work.
You got to listen to God.
Praise God. You hear him call out. I'm calling you out. Praise God. Obey him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Trust in you, Lord. If you trust in you,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. God help him.
Sherry's away from me. I heard that voice. She told me she's away from me.
Lord, God, bless him, Lord.
God, help him.
Lord, bless him this morning, God. Praise the Lord. Bless him, Lord.
God, help him, Jesus.
Lord, save him. Lord, save him and sanctify him, Lord. Let their soul be sanctified.
God, help them this morning, Lord.
Beautiful family. Praise God.
Yes. Bless them, Lord.
What God
bless
wants.
Them, God. God bless them, Lord.
Makes help family.
Good things God's got for you, too.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Praise God.
Yeah.
That you not continue to make
it. Right.
Thank you, Lord.
God will help you. So
praise the Lord.
And the devil's really going to try you because he's going to try to get you. But God will get you.
Praise the Lord.
God's hand on you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
God's hand on you.
Yes.
Hand on you.
Lord. Praise the Lord.
It's like God's fixing Christmas children.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
When you christen, you'll have your child christen.
Can you say thank you, Lord?
And you give it to God. Uh-huh. That child, it'll have to obey God.
Yeah. Yes.
And God will call it in.
You'll call
it. That belongs to God.
That's right.
You give her to God.
Yeah.
And God will get her if he has to bring her down.
Yeah.
He'll give her.
Yes,
yeah.
He will.
Some way or another, yeah. If it's down sick, or whatever it is.
Yeah, he'll bring them in.
He'll bring them in.
Yeah,
because they're his.
That's right.
And give them to him. That's right. They were yours, but you give them to God.
Right.
And he'll bring them in.
Right. That's
just
right.
Just like Carrie, when she was a baby, like that night there.
Yeah.
She was christened. And give back to God.
Yeah.
So she belongs to God.
Right. Right.
And God is going to get her if he has to bring her down.
Yeah.
Bring her down on the bed. She's got to go with God.
Yeah.
Or she's going
to... He'll make you listen.
Yeah.
But he won't make you bow.
And here's another one.
Yeah.
He belongs to God too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I love him with all my heart.
Yeah.
That's precious.
He's a little bit taller than me. I have to look up to him. But I love him.
Yeah. It's all right.
And I help him in any way I can.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's right here to help you. Yeah, praise
God. They're young and they need God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need young people in this church.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I'll probably soon be gone. I'll do good if I make it. To September, I'll be 80 years old. If I make it to then, who's going to take my place when I'm gone, Brother Joe? Who's going to take Darrell's place when he's gone, Brother Sammy? Who's going to take any of our places? Most of us here are over 50 or getting almost close to 50. And who's going to take our place when we're gone? Will there be another Holiness Church? God's got to have somebody that'll stand up for the truth and be a holy church.
Right.
He said, "Holiness without no man shall see the Lord."
Yeah.
That's right.
So we need to get in holiness like we need to be in and let God work the problem out.
That's right.
This church here wasn't put here to look at.
Right.
This church was put here to save souls and to live the holy life of God.
Right.
You don't see many people now that's living holy.
Right.
Brother Joe, if God's called to preach, son, you better get on your 2 feet and go at it. You will. You're going to have problems, you and Tiffany, till you get the call of God is on you. Until you get that place where you can get out and go to preaching, you're going to have problems. You'll have problems. God's going to get you if you call to do something. Brother Sandy, the same way. God's called him.
Yeah.
He better get going at it. This world ain't going to stand much longer. It's winding up.
Right.
It's winding up. And who knows, Brother Wayne back there. He's young in this. He don't know nothing about religion much. His mama carried him to church. And he knows a little bit about it. But God is working on him.
He is.
He don't know that it's God working on him. I don't reckon. But he cries about all the time.
Yeah.
And at the tears, God sees those tears.
Yeah, he does.
And those tears that's coming from his eyes is God pricking his heart.
Yeah,
brother.
It's awesome to
him. Brother Joe. So somebody better obey God. God is trying to get somebody fixed for this church when the older people are gone. Donna, you may be the one that has to be here too when I'm gone.
Somebody's got to take the old one's place.
Right.
Or it may be some young people. There's Carrie and there's Johnson.
Yeah.
There's Sammy and there's Caleb. There's Joe and Tiffany, Donna. Dina, we're getting on up in years. We are. There's Amy. Lisa, you about 50, ain't you?
51.
Karen's 50. Excuse me, Karen, but tell me. Pam's 54.
Not you.
We'll be this week. We'll be this week. Daryl, you 60.
Close.
Where you at, Daryl?
He's right there. He's right. 61.
You'll be 61 in June, won't
you? Yeah.
Sammy, you 16.
No. Sammy, that's how I see you something.
Maybe still in his 40s.
Yeah.
Maybe the baby.
I bet you me and B's the oldest ones in here, ain't we, B?
Marcel.
Me and B's climbing the hill.
Marcel.
Yeah, Marcel. Me and Marcel and B's the oldest ones in here. Marcel's 82.
Yeah, you tell me.
We're not going to get in trouble. I can't get some y'all young people. Y'all too young. I'm old. I'm getting my old people, but I can't get the young. The day is about. The day is kind of the hill too. She's 53.
Y'all still old.
The rest of y'all are young little chickens. I can young foot.
All right, now, I know we've had a lot of things going on still this morning, but it's important that we come to do this every time a baby's born, to give the baby to God. That's what the Word says. And a lot we talked about this morning, if we want to live righteous, we have to do what the Word says do. It says, when you have children, you give them back to God, because He's the one who gave them to you. So I'm going to read a few scriptures, and then I might say some things, and then we're going to pray for the baby and pray for the family, give the baby back to God. First place of scripture is in Samuel, chapter 1, starting with verse 1, and it says, now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, of the Mount Ephraim, and his name was Echna, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zephu, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Pernah. And Pernah had children, but Hannah had no children. Skipping down to verse 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden, and remember me, and forget not thine handmaiden, but will give unto thine handmaiden a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Skipping on to verse 20. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord.
down to 28. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he shall worship the Lord there. That's why we bring him to the house of God, and we dedicate them to the Lord, just like Hannah did. Hannah asked for a child, and the Lord gave her a child. And whether it's a girl, whether it's a boy, every child is a blessing. No matter what it is, the sick, the healthy, they are a blessing. And the Lord gave that blessing to Hannah, and she gave him back to God because she wanted him to do the things of the Lord. Just like we hope for Adeline this morning, the reason we're giving her to the Lord is because we want the Lord to always keep her and always be for her. And that's just like this morning, you know, you were dedicated. And when you strayed, that tether never leaves. It always pulls at your heartstrings. Like your love for each other, like Joe and Tiffany's love. When one comes, the other has to, because that heart is tethered together. You two halves of the whole. Yeah. We're making her the other half with the Lord. We want her other whole to be the Lord. And what we instill in this child today will be with her forever. The next place of scripture is Ephesians chapter 6. Y'all bear with me. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. And it says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." So what we entrust to you today is just like we deal with Maley. It's also with this child. It's important that you train her up in the ways of the Lord. Because now, when they're 16, 17 years old, it's hard to teach them what to do. It's hard. That's almost an adult. You can't teach an adult how to change. You teach a child. A child is pliable. And they're moldable. And the best way to teach and to lead is by example. Monkey see, monkey do. There's your little monkey. And you're the big monkeys. If you don't do what you're supposed to, she won't do what she's supposed to. She follows you and will always follow you. So what you do is what you will put in her. So as you walk your walk with the Lord, as you walk in life, think about the little ones that are following you. There's sheep everywhere looking at you. But these two are the most important sheep.
Yeah.
The last place of scripture is in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." No. You might walk a little ways away, but you'll not depart. She won't deny Jesus, right, but she knows he's in her heart. And this day right here is a memorial. It's a celebration of what we're instilling in her. And you've got the rest of her life, the rest of your life, for however long that may be, to put everything you can into her. Because when you're gone, this person's still going to be here. And you want her to be serving the Lord. Now we're going to anoint the parents that the Lord teach you and guide you. And we're going to anoint Addie. That what you show her and that what is instilled with her with the Lord will always be with her. Bring it to church. Let it be taught. Lord, we ask that you touch this family, put a blessing upon them. Give them the knowledge and understanding that they need to bring these children up, Lord, in a way that will please you. Give them the grace, the peace, and the foresight to do what they need to do always in their life. Lead them as you lead this child, Lord. Make them pliable and moldable. Those hard hearts tender and softened, Lord, so they can be used for you and for your glory. Just as we pray for this child, be with her all the days of her life. Give her anointing and a touch and a call, Lord, you can. Anoint her to do it, Lord. We ask that you bless each and every one, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring this family closer together. Tether them to each other like you tether them to you. In Jesus' name we do pray.
Lord. Sister Amy, she reminded me something about my penny march money a while ago. I ain't supposed to get that penny march money back home with you. You ain't supposed to carry yours back home with you, neither. We might better have this penny march.
And believe me, I grabbed some change on Sunday morning so I can have to put in the penny mark. So let's have the penny mark for the little children. This is for the children to help them to learn and to participate in the service. So this goes right along with the baby dedication. Amen. Now, Jonathan, we found out something about Maggie. You have to tug her for her to enjoy the penny mark. We found out something about her. You have to tug her if you want to fuss and cry so bad.
Tuesday.
Mom and Danny's anniversary is Tuesday. Our anniversary is Wednesday.
Yeah,
Paul. Would y'all believe we've been married 26 years?
Yes, sir.
We
every year.
Now, every strand of hair. That's right.
The Lord sure has been good to Sister Pam. Praise the Lord. Can anybody say amen right there? Praise the Lord.
Well, I know he's been good to God for 24 of those years.
Is that all the anniversary? Birthday?
That would be 24.
Birthday? birthday?
Anniversary.
I think she put in her last week. She put it in last week.
We
like to put
them
in ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know,
especially me,
I like to start talking about my birthday about 2 months in advance, so in case anybody wants to bake me a cake.
About
12 months. Something like that, you know. See, my birthday is June the 12th, so it's not that far off, everybody. You know, chocolate cakes and lemon pies and stuff, you know, always
that's
welcome.
That's directed at Sister Lisa.
Praise the
Lord.
All right, let's sing happy birthday and happy anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man, it's good. Lord, it seemed like the Spirit's been pretty free this morning. It hadn't been bound down too bad. Praise the Lord. We still believe, just, you know, being obedient to God, being a little holy church, and holiness church, and come seeking the Lord, see what's for everybody on the agenda. The Lord, He had you on the agenda this morning. Maybe somebody got a touch that would like to share it with us this morning. Maybe somebody want to say something for the Lord. All right. We appreciate everybody.
Praise the Lord for my
praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly appreciate the Lord. I didn't miss this service this morning. It's a blessing when you come in the door and shout and pray and testify. I see tears on this side and all this morning. And I see tears on this side and all this morning.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel pretty well satisfied. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you know one of the things that Jesus done when they had him on the cross? See, he cried unto God. He cried out, Father, why has thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
I tell you, sometimes you might feel forsaken. Jesus felt that. He said, you ain't never had a trial, nor temptation, nor feeling, or nothing else that he hadn't been through. But he knew what he had to go through with. But he wasn't going to change his mind. You know what you got to go through with.
Brother Darrell, Anita, you just need some prayer. I wanted to get some prayer.
Okay. All right. Did anybody else like to have a prayer call?
Yeah.
All right. We certainly appreciate everybody coming this morning.
One more.
Is there anybody else? certainly appreciate everybody being here. It seems like it's been a blessing to see this morning. Some was expecting and some wasn't. Glad Brother Joe and Tiffany come by to see us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We really wasn't expecting you folks to come by. Praise God, and blessings sometimes just overpour. Michelle, she come back and see us this morning. Good to see her again. Elizabeth and Caitlin, always good to see them girls. So y'all, let's keep praying, keep looking up, let's keep pressing forward. Do you know where I'll get if I go the wrong way? Do you know what I'll get if I turn and do the wrong thing? Nothing no different from none of y'all. Nothing no different from anybody else. This here is one that fits all. I mean, you ever see a little tag and stuff? One size fits all. But it's one Jesus that fits all. He's the same for you as he is for everybody else. There ain't no change in the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to let this be our dismissal prayer. And no service tonight, so we're going to give you a little extra time to be with your family tonight. A little extra time to be with your company. Mm-hmm. If you had an Easter egg today, or if you... If you just took it a big dinner, or already got one cooked, Lord bless these children. God bless Caitlin, Lord. Junior and the Lord bless us, God. God, we wanna have a special prayer, Lord, for them. We want to have special results from God. We'd love you and appreciate you even the more, God, if you're blessing and helping, God. God, let the Spirit of God dwell in them, Lord, in their hearts and in their life, God. Have an everlasting effect on them, God. They'll always know your Spirit. Have a desire to read the Word and study the Word and obey God in their life, Lord. Bless them, God. Always have a strong and burning desire to serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, Lord. Blessing, God, the needs, the problems, the situations, Lord, the trials and the troubles, God, the temptations, Lord, the desires, God, whatever they may be, Lord. God, pray that you send a touch, Lord. Let them know that the touch of God, that the hand of God is still real. Let them know it for themselves, God. Let them experience something in the Lord that they know that God has been there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do bless him, God. Do bless him, Lord. Do bless him, Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, y'all, let's especially be praying for our families and our loved ones. Don't never give up on them. You know the reason why you're in church this morning? You know the reason why you're here this morning? Well, that's for somebody's person. Jesus had to give up on us. See? That's exactly right. I love people, I do. I can't give up on them. You got to have the love of the Lord in your life, the love of God in your life. Don't give up on them. Your family, your loved ones. Sometimes we're too willing and too ready to drop the ball. We're too willing and too ready to just let things go. Hold on. Amen. God's on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today.
Anybody else not home for
a
while?
Praise the Lord.
Two.
that she's on the battlefield, God, that she'll gain the victory in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's victory in Jesus. There is no defeat in the name of Jesus. God be blessed, Lord. Now, we ain't going to have no service tonight. We want to give everybody a little break. We know it's probably been a long week for everybody. Probably everybody's got plans this afternoon. Just want to give you a sandwich and a nap, you know. We'll give you a little time for that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We certainly hope and pray that the Lord will bless every one of you with every trouble, every trial that you ever have. And that song, He Wrote My Name, y'all have to come back next Sunday morning. We'll try to thank you for the Lord. Thank you for the Lord.